The conflict in the Middle East has deep social impacts across the U.S., including in Indiana. From private grief at home, protests and student sit-ins, to calls for local government statements, some of those calls have put pressure on not just national politicians, but also local leaders. In some U.S. cities like West Lafayette in Indiana, city officials are feeling the heat as calls for a Gaza ceasefire resolution mount. WFII's Ben Thorpe reports city officials are hesitant to weigh in.
West Lafayette community members have for 3 months attended city council meetings and given long hours of public comment. They demand the city addresses the growing humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Those calls came to a head during the May meeting as attendees told the council they needed to pass a ceasefire resolution. West Lafayette resident Jonathan Chaconis put it simply.
Because if you don't, we will vote you out. Plain and simple.
Ahead of public comment, city officials read a joint statement condemning anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, racism, and hate. Residents say the statement isn't enough. Purdue student Arjun Jenikin has helped lead the effort to pass a ceasefire resolution in West Lafayette. Jenikin says the Israeli onslaught on Gaza amounts to genocide.
The images coming out of the genocide are terrifying and shocking, and every person who works in any level of government should be intimately familiar with them, intimately so. And I think that, you know, in a way that moves them to action.
During the council's meeting last week, Purdue student and Palestinian-American Jihan Shalabi was moved to tears while describing her 2 years in Palestine.
I remember walking to school one morning and right in front of my doorsteps, I see Israeli tanks and soldiers carrying guns. The news often fails to capture the true essence of life in Palestine. Born and raised in New Jersey, I now feel ashamed that my country supports the oppression of my people, sends weapons to kill my people, and fund this genocide.
Shalabi was joined by nearly 100 community members, including Jewish Americans, in favor of passing a ceasefire resolution. Across the country, over 70 cities have passed resolutions on the Israel-Palestine conflict, with at least 48 calling for a ceasefire. City resolutions are not binding in any legal sense, but there is a long history of cities passing resolutions to express where a community stands on certain issues, such as the Vietnam War. But do resolutions by U.S. cities even matter? It depends on who you ask.
I truly believe that we all have a role to play, no matter how small it is.
That's Detroit Council member Gabriela Santiago Romero. Her city passed a resolution in November calling for a ceasefire. She says the resolutions are a warning.
If the Democrats don't listen, I do believe that they will see themselves out of power soon enough.
Resolutions are part of a growing number of symbolic actions being taken to send a message to national leadership. In Michigan, 13% of Democratic primary voters voted uncommitted. They say it's a message to President Biden for not calling for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza. But in West Lafayette, city officials see it differently. They say the city should not concern itself with international issues. Mayor Aaron Easter says no statement could ultimately encompass the complexity of the conflict.
We want everybody to feel at home and welcome here. That includes everyone, right? Not just one specific group of people or another specific group of people, but making sure that everyone feels like they're welcome here and have a place here and that they can feel safe here.
Some people, like Councillor David Sanders, say he's concerned about civilian casualties, but he says that is what happens in war. He says he's frustrated that months of public comment often made no mention of Hamas's role in the conflict.
Listen, we all sat here and listened month after month without interrupting, despite the fact that you were not being respectful towards us.
Sanders moved to have a photo of Hamas militants carrying the body of an Israeli woman projected on a screen above city councilors.
Could you turn on the slide, please?
That ultimately led to shouts of shame and the council president calling for an end to the meeting.
I'm calling a 5-minute recess.
Many residents told the council they would come back until a resolution is adopted. I'm Ben Thorpe, WFII News.
This story is part of WFII's coverage on the local impact of the Israel-Hamas war. To check this reporting, go to wfii.org.
This WFYI news story is made possible with support from members like you.